what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host. For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Time to take back control of your life and start making choices based on what your true self and intuition are telling you. Welcome to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Cisco. If you are one of the many people that deserve a better life and more fulfillment than what they are living now, the next hour will be enlightening, inspirational, and above all, will provide the direction you need. Now, here is your host, Regina Cisco.
And welcome to my show, Shining Bright, a journey from self-doubt to self-worth. And today we are going to be giving a free book away today, later in the show. And the story that I want to share with you today took place probably about the mid-90s. This was a time when I came out of my depression, and I was actually finishing my master's degree. And the gift that I gave to myself was a Mediterranean cruise to Greece and Turkey and Israel. And this is the first time I had ever done anything like this in my whole life. And, you know, I went with a tour group, but I was traveling alone. And it was quite an adventure. So I went to visit my girlfriend, and we planned out the whole thing. She used to live in Europe, so she gave me all the insights and tips and everything that I needed to know about European culture. And she gave me clothes and shoes, because apparently there was supposed to be some type of way you dressed on a cruise, which I had no idea about. But she hooked me up, and I was all set to go. And so I flew into Athens and was in Athens for several days and toured around there. And then we also went to Delphi, where the oracles were. And this was a beautiful location. I just really loved being there. And in Athens, it was a really amazing experience that somehow I was able to walk around the city. And I always felt very comfortable and very safe. But somehow I seemed to know where I was going. And that was a little bit unusual, of course, because I'm thinking, well, I've never been here before. How come I know where I'm going? And this was way before I had the idea of, you know, past lives or, you know, is that true? Is that not true? But I kind of started thinking about it after that. One of the first stops on the cruise was to the Greek island of Patmos. And Patmos is a small island that has the grotto of St. John, and grotto means underground cave. So in the Bible, St. John received the book of Revelations there. And during this story, God was angry and cracked the ceiling in three, I believe, to make his point about something. I don't actually remember much about the story. I was raised Catholic and honestly didn't pay attention to most of that stuff. However, when I walked into this grotto with this group of people, I felt this overwhelming presence of unconditional love that I had never felt in my life. I picked up a brochure that said, "You are not here by accident. You have been guided here to experience the love of God." I went, holy cow, because I felt like riveted in my place. And this was not a very big room, but there were candles lit and a few benches to sit on, and information to read about St. John and his experience. And I kept walking around the room, you know, just looking around in amazement and the feelings that I was experiencing. And I looked at these cracks in the ceiling in this solid rock room and was just really overcome with emotion and started weeping. I could have dropped to my knees literally, but fortunately there was a bench nearby. What I experienced was so profound, and I would describe it like it was the remembrance of who I am, a beautiful, precious, and loved child of God, like we all are. There were a handful of people there who were experiencing the same thing I was. We got it, that there is something definitely greater than we are. This powerful force of love and strength that is here to support us and take care of us, if we could just remember to allow, accept, and receive it. To know that we are all one and we are all connected to each other, Mother Earth, the planet, the plant, animal, mineral kingdoms, and the entire universe. This trip was a healing trip for me in many ways, and I can easily say that I was not the same person when I returned. We each can experience these profound ahas in our life, and we probably have, more often than we give ourselves credit for. You know, it may have been when we experience a beautiful piece of art or some magnificent scenery. We have so many across this country. You know, the Grand Canyon is just unbelievable. So I recommend that you take the time to reflect on your own profound aha moments over the next few days. Now it's time to breathe, center, and connect to our hearts. I'm going to take 3 deep breaths in and out. Follow along with me if you like. So let's take a deep breath in and slowly breathe out through your mouth. And let's take another deep breath in and slowly breathe out through your mouth. And one more deep breath in and slowly breathe out through your mouth. Awesome. Okay, today's show is called, Is There Really Life After Death? And my guest is Sue Scudder. Sue is an internationally recognized musician, holistic health practitioner, author, channel, and clairvoyant. She utilizes her vast expertise with several modalities in the healing arts field, specializing in reference point therapy. A 30-year veteran in the music field as a teacher and gifted composer, Sue's passion is sharing her healing, ambient musical improvisations with the world. Sue is the author of The Voice Across the Veil, an introspective journey of authentic personal experiences providing comfort and inspiration that bridge the veil between our physical and spiritual worlds. Sue Scudder nearly died when her body had an allergic reaction to general anesthesia. In her book, she illustrates that the human spirit transcends death, that those we love are never far away, and compassion and forgiveness heal across dimensions. For more information about Sue's services and products, go to www.suescudder.com, and that's SueScudder.com. Welcome to the show, Sue. It's so great to have you.
Thank you, Regina. It is so nice to be here, and thank you for that beautiful story.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Sue, I'd love for you to tell us about your life prior to your near-death experience. So you were a musician and clairvoyant, and that started early in childhood, correct?
Yes, that is true. Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, I have been clairvoyant as long as I can remember. and thought everyone else was too. I thought seeing colors around people and communicating with spirits and knowing what others were thinking was common. Imagine my surprise when I realized that that wasn't the case. It's true to a point. We all come in with these gifts, but they just get turned off quickly. I began to learn to play the piano at a very young age and always played with pure joy. But as I grew up, I learned that a mistake equaled judgment, and judgment equaled criticism, and criticism equaled self-doubt. And as that became my reference point for life around my music, it was more and more difficult to share. I even stepped away from it for a period of time. And yet, eventually, in my adult years, I knew I wanted to study music again and that I was a good teacher. So I combined the two and ended up with a very successful piano studio for several years. I loved teaching. It was my passion. However, my compositions just sat dormant in the background.
So, and they were sitting dormant in the background because of the criticism that you had received in the past, so you would say that that affected your self-worth?
Yes, I was afraid to share them because I didn't know how that would be received.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's pretty common for all of us. We have these events somehow in early life that, as you mentioned, kind of puts us in that frame of mind of self-doubt and then not feeling so sure about ourselves as we move through life.
That's very true.
Yes. So I would love for you to tell us about your near-death experience. And we're going to be heading to break here, Sue, in just a moment. So how about if you tell us what happened initially, and we'll continue with your story after the break.
All right. Well, in 1988, it was 4 months after giving birth to my daughter. I was rushed to the hospital with a ruptured appendix. And during the emergency surgery, I had an allergic reaction to the anesthesia. And that rendered me completely paralyzed, and I stopped breathing. And it was at that moment that I seemed to wake up and witness the reactions to my emergency. I saw the machine go flat, I heard code blue over the intercom, and I sensed extreme chaos. And then my journey began.
Sue, I'm going to stop you right there. We're going to have the folks hold on.
Okay.
While we take a break. And I'm talking with Sue Scudder about her near-death experience in her book, The Voice Across the Veil. We will be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Many of us make choices in our lives based on what others think. But what should really matter is making our life choices based on what we think and feel. By tuning in to Inspired Choices with Intuitive Life Coach Christine McIver, you'll receive the tools and inspiration you need to do just that. Your fears do not have to drive you, and you are naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. By believing in yourself, you can live the happy life you've been longing for. Listen for Inspired Choices every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Cisco. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Cisco, and we are speaking to author, healer, and musical artist Sue Scudder, who is talking about her life after her near-death experience. So, Sue, how about if you just kind of recap from the beginning your near-death experience?
Sure. This happened in 1988, and it was 4 months after giving birth to my daughter, and I was being rushed to the hospital with a ruptured appendix. And during the emergency surgery, I had an allergic reaction to the anesthesia, and that rendered me completely paralyzed, and I stopped breathing. And at that moment, I seemed to wake up and witness the reactions to my emergency. I saw the machine go flat, I heard code blue over the intercom, and sensed extreme chaos. And then I found myself floating in a peaceful, radiant, white light. I even remember thinking, am I dead? Can't be. Where am I? And then as I was noticing my surroundings, I saw that I was walking alone through a brilliant building of light. And I found myself standing in front of a group of divine spirit beings. And it is so hard to describe the feeling. Their complete and total love was something that I will never forget. And it also was like what you were describing in your story, Regina. Just speechless love. And I later learned that these beings were a part of the Council of Twelve.
Okay, and so what did they share with you?
Well, this was the first time I had ever really experienced true unconditional love in its highest form.
Uh-huh.
And I remember having a conversation with them and being shown my life destiny and also making an agreement stating, yes, if I have your help, I can and will do it. And I just remember saying that over and over. It was such confidence. And I knew it had something to do with my music. But even though I vividly remembered the experience in the conversation, the content of the conversation was erased from my memory.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So then what happened after that?
Well, when I returned to my physical body, I was still on a respirator and still paralyzed. It took 10 hours to be able to begin to move again. And I felt very different. I came back with a new appreciation for life and the understanding that we as humans in the spirit world are very closely connected. I had gone from a physical being to a spiritual being and back again in 24 hours. And yet I was the same person, here and there, I was still me. Who I was never changed in either form. We never lose consciousness. And now I have an inner peace that never leaves me, and a knowingness that all is in divine order. So in answer to the question of this entire program, is there life after death? Yes, I'm living proof. And there are many, many people out there that have had near-death experiences that will tell you the same thing.
You know, this is just such an amazing story. And, you know, when we were talking earlier, there's actually the website of the International Association of Near-Death Experiences that I went to this week.
Yes.
And there are thousands of stories of people who are recount their experiences of this. It's pretty amazing.
It truly is. And they have been around for quite a while, and they've done this research for quite some time.
Yes, indeed. So then, Sue, after this whole experience, then what happened next? Was like, did life go back to normal, or what happened for you then?
Normal.
quote unquote.
I wanted to learn everything I could about all things mystical. I was just so intrigued. And I began to explore and study everything I could find in the metaphysical world. I sought out mediums and channels and found many wonderful teachers and mentors. And even though I tried so hard, and they tried hard for me, they couldn't get any more information about my experience and the mission of my life than I could remember.
Interesting. So then as part of that journey, you also moved into being a holistic healer, correct?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So what attracted you to that, and what did you study?
Well, throughout this process, I began to study the healing arts to actually help myself and my family. And I realized that I was drawn to helping others as well, and I was good at it. So over the years, I have studied many therapies and modalities and even developed my own technique. I work with nutrition, essential oils, energy medicine, and I've had tremendous success with reference point therapy. But after having studied so much in the holistic health field for so many years, now I'm finding that the world of healing is changing. It's changing vibrationally as well as we are on this planet. And each modality has its own merits. And I'm honestly seeing that one isn't more superior than another. Miracles happen in many ways. And so my advice right now about all of this is, if you resonate with it, you'll be good at it. So if you are a practitioner and you feel you need to keep moving on to more and more modalities, I find that if you have it in your heart, it doesn't matter. It's an excellent place to be.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I like that too. I think, you know, there's so many healing modalities out there that they are all equally effective. It just happens to be what the individual feels most drawn to, because that's really the best one for them at that particular point in time.
Exactly. Exactly. I know that's a little off topic, but I just wanted to share that.
No problem. So I want you to share one of the stories in the book, though. So as part of this journey, when you were seeking out the channels and mentors and the holistic healing, you also formed a meditation circle with some women. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. There were four of us in our meditation group. We were all very different, and yet we focused on serving others. We were four old souls, and we had a huge glossary of teachings. And initially, we came together as friends to learn how to better incorporate our spiritual nature into our everyday lives. We had a lot of training in Native American earth-centered spiritual teachings, and we drew on that for our ceremony. And we met every full moon. And at the end of our ceremony, we always worked with full devotion and peaceful intention and love to heal the planet and all things on it. That was our main mission.
Okay. And then when did the purpose of the circle change?
Well, it was during a telephone session with a spiritual channel. And I had asked, what would you have our women's group do to be of higher service? And he was channeling an angel that had been with me since I was a child. And she stated that it was important to allow others needing assistance to enter the circle. And she meant helping people transition to the light. Well, about 2 years before that, we had lost a friend in a car accident. And my angel was referring to him. And he was having a difficult time leaving his family. Well, he came through asking for help and stating that many others could use encouragement from the physical side to continue their transition. Now, this was all tape recorded, and I played it for the group. And we decided to help. We didn't really have a way or a plan. We just decided to do what we were guided to do. And when the time came, we actually witnessed a portal opening, and we watched as he ascended in the light. I can't describe again what that feeling was like. But that was the beginning of our work. Mm-hmm. And at first, a few spirits would visit us in our sleep prior to the portal ceremony. And as our work continued, literally souls would line up, and we would have to end the work explaining that they could leave any time they wished and that they didn't really need us or have to wait for us to continue. But what I learned from this experience is very simple, and I'd like to read this from the book. The beautiful light is unending. The outstretched hands from the light never wavered. Religious beliefs never came up. I witnessed true, unconditional love, non-judgment in its purest form, ultimate free will choice. The loving Creator waiting for them to return home. I never saw anyone turned away.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So I have a question. So what did you see? So for example, your friend initially who you helped, did you see him as he was in physical form, or was it like a spiritual form or an energy form?
It was in spirit form.
Okay.
So I could see him the way I remembered he looked, but
okay.
He was in a translucent state.
Okay.
Okay. Some see with their in their mind's eye. I'm very blessed to be able to see physically in that way. Others sense it, and they can close their eyes and they can sense. They don't really see a visual image, but they know it's there. And but what I saw was this translucent, beautiful spirit stepping into the center of the circle and looking up. And we still had to do some encouraging. He really didn't want to leave his family.
Okay.
And so as we encouraged him, we saw the portal, we saw hands reaching down. We also saw him reach up and just ascend into the light. It was magnificent.
That's so great. It's time for us to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there?
If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within, and you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best. Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to higher planes or our existence. Tune in to Sacred Song Reiki with host Priscilla Gale. The program is a journey into spiritual and mystical discovery that you may have never known before. You'll open your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. Sacred Song Reiki airs every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
Is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I'm speaking with author Sue Scudder, who is telling us about her near-death experience and how life evolved for her after that. And I want you all to know that I have read this book, and it is so beautifully written. This story just evolves and flows, and it's so interesting. You know, it was one of those, for me, page-turner types of books. If I would have had time to sit down and read it cover to cover, I would have. So it actually took me two sittings to do it instead of just one. You know, it's that interesting and enjoyable and compelling. And Sue has graciously offered to give a free book away today. So if you would like to receive a free copy, then I would like you to call in now at 866-472-5795. And let me repeat that again, 866-472-5795. And the engineer will collect your name and address so we can send the book to you. And also, if you have any questions for Sue, during this segment, please call in as well at that same number, 866-472-5795. And so, Sue, I just wanted to go back to the story that you were just sharing before the break of how your circle of women was helping these souls basically cross over through this portal into the light, which really is just such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And And we talked a little bit about this on the break, but my sense, as you were describing that, with having physical beings on this side, that it's like a sense of security for the souls to help them cross through to the other side.
Yes, yes. Actually, my sense is that they just need permission.
Mm-hmm.
Or some type of encouragement to continue.
Yes.
And although they have much support on the other side, there are just some that need that little extra help, and it is a beautiful thing. And there are, I must say, there are groups around the world that have been doing this work as well. We aren't the only ones.
Yes.
So yes, there are united groups around the world that help with this work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very amazing work and special work. I had a group of friends that was doing this type of work as well, because the need actually just seems to be so high.
Yes, it's huge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So another step along your journey was your music. So when did you feel compelled to start sharing your music and creating your CDs, if you could share that with us?
Yes, absolutely. Again, it was through a channeling of my angel. And she said, your path is intertwined with your music. And when I heard that, of course, it made me nervous. And all I could think of is, would people want to hear my music? Would they even like it? And what did I agree to that I can't remember? Many of us that have created something from the essence of our being experience that fear and wonder, because no matter what the creation is, whether it be painting, singing, writing, music, these are your babies. And it feels like you're standing naked in front of the world, completely vulnerable. And I decided to start sharing my music when I received this message. And this is also in the book. Do not fear. It does not matter if it is in words or musical notes or any other form of creation. If it is created in the light of truth, it is a bridge to brilliance that will touch the hearts of many. And I realized it's about channeling the creation. About being in that moment. And let's face it, not everyone will love everything that we do, but there are those out there that will. So with that message, and after a period of time, I realized that if I could just channel the music and improvise without a set agenda, it brought back the joy I knew as a child. And as I worked with that, it manifested. And now my music is played in 7 different countries around the world. And I also realized in writing the book that the music is the connecting thread that brings people into my life. And most of the characters in the book were brought to me because of my music.
Hmm. How wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and your music really is just so beautiful and peaceful and inspirational.
Well, thank you.
And then, Sue, when did you actually start receiving memories of the Council of 12 in your mission?
Well, I never gave up trying to find out what I had agreed to. But it was 19 years after the original experience that the memories came back. And I was meditating, and I found myself again, standing before the divine spirits once again, and I recalled the conversation, this time easily. And I just sat down and I transcribed it through automatic writing. And this is what it was. Your purpose is to help others cross from one side to another, as you are experiencing right now. You will write a book for all to read, conducted by us. The individuals you will work with will assist in bringing about the message. This is your purpose, your destiny, Again, your music will tie it all together. The first person to ask for your assistance will be a friend. The next person who needs your help will have experienced a great tragedy orchestrated long ago. Well, as I came out of the meditation, I realized the reason for my memory loss. Had I known 19 years ago that as a result of painful tragedies, I would be assisting and communicating with dead people, what would the last 19 years of my life have been like? Looking around every corner, what is the tragedy? Who might it affect? Writing a book? I'm not a writer. I would have lost my mind. So it was really good to have had my memory erased for a time. And all this had to happen, all the events had to happen before I could remember, which they did 19 years later.
Well, that certainly makes sense. So, are you still helping souls cross over?
Yes, every full moon. My sisters have moved out of state, and we are all following our own destinies. Although we connect from time to time, but I still do the work. And as I said before, there are many groups around the world that also do it.
Wow, that's just amazing.
Yeah.
How wonderful. And Sue, what is the greatest message you and the souls who have crossed over have for us?
Well, this message comes from a beautiful young soul who shares some of the greatest messages in the book about love and kindness. And the best I can do is read it. Love, love, love. It can't be said enough. Think hard about your choices as they make huge differences in the long run. As we become more connected with each other in a spiritual way, our loving thoughts alone will begin to make a shift in the consciousness of the world. We can heal the earth just by our loving thoughts and intentions. As we change our perception, we will consciously change the way we live. We will come back into balance and harmony with the earthly plane. It seems almost impossible now, but it can be done.
It's a beautiful message.
Yes, it is. And the book is full of those types of messages and encouragements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kind of easy for us in everyday life to forget that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. We go through our daily routine, and I would encourage everyone to just keep those loving thoughts in their mind, love and kindness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And now it's time to take a break, and I'm speaking with author Sue Scudder about her book, The Voice Across the Veil. You can learn more about Sue's work and products by going to her website at suescudder.com, and we'll be back after the break.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network. The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on an Ayurvedic lifestyle. By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best. Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking to author and healer Sue Scudder, who is talking about her life after her near-death experience. So, Sue, at one point in the book, you shared a past life experience with someone in this life. Would you share that story with us and what evolved from that?
Yes. At a retreat in Sedona, I met someone who was drawn to my music. I was debuting my first CD at that time, and we had an eerie feeling that we had met somewhere before. And as we sat in meditation, we realized that we had shared a Native American lifetime. And ironically, my husband and I were guided to an actual encampment about 2 hours from our home. And as we visited what I call sacred ground, it became more and more alive to me. And you can imagine how I felt when we visited the spot together with our friends from Sedona. It was as though we stepped back in time. And we were given a tremendous amount of details and actually got a little bogged down in the details. But I couldn't help but think, was this past life memory given to me in such detail for a reason? And was I guided to that spot to fulfill some sort of purpose? And did I make a promise to come back and heal something or someone? And was I introduced to someone who had the same experience to help jog the memory? Well, during my many visits to Sacred Ground, I always felt the presence of the people. We all did. And one day, I just stood there and I prayed in gratitude for guiding my path and helping those who could not leave understand that there isn't assistance on this side. That's because that was my path. Standing there on this hot, sunny day, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. And as I finished my prayer, a huge clap of thunder rolled across the mountains and literally shook the ground under my feet. And at that moment, I knew the souls who were trapped there had ascended to the light. The land felt lighter, and I knew my work there was done. But it took all that time to finally put the pieces together. I put two and two together and realized that I was brought there to help do the same work that I had been doing all along.
And so this was a past life that you had experienced as a Native American, correct?
That's correct.
Yes. That's a pretty profound story as well. And I love how you share it in the book. It's really quite a beautiful story.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I have another question about the book. Something that I really liked and I thought was very interesting is you have lots of Mandela art in the book. Can you tell us about that?
Well, yes. I was looking for an artist with high vibrational integrity. And I remembered Sophia and meeting her and how impressed I was with her photography. And at the time, she was creating these kaleidoscopic mandalas, and I was intrigued. Now, she does this from her nature photographs, like flowers, plants, and crystals. She's so creative, you just can't imagine what she takes pictures of. And this technique, actually, when she puts them into the kaleidoscope, it brings out the sacred geometric patterns that we find in all of nature. Well, when she presented her incredible designs, I knew it was right from the fit. And the deep colors and patterns just drew me in. And the cover is actually a photograph of a blue pansy. But interestingly enough, when we decided to use black and white prints for the inside, we realized that the images, the faces, and the symbols within them became even more defined. And so I really encourage everyone to take some time to just sit with these mandalas and look at them, because there are so many things. They are so rich, and there are so many layers within them. So I felt that Sophia's work also increases the already high vibration of the book and even makes it stronger.
I would agree. They really are very beautiful. And Sue, it's time for me to wrap up now, and I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. And, you know, the story in your book, The Voice Across the Veil, is just beautiful. And thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Regina. It's been my pleasure.
Okay. For more information about Sue's healing services, CDs, and book, go to her website at www.suescudder.com. Her book is also available on Amazon and Kindle. And I wanted to share some thoughts with you about the upcoming holiday. So it's actually really amazing to me that the holidays are around the corner and a time for parties and celebration. But it's also a challenging time for some people with family triggers and stress. So here's a tip. I suggest that you take a few deep breaths and state to yourself, my intention is to be free of all needs, expectations, and demands of outcome from myself and all others during this holiday season. I detach and let go of all perceived behaviors and judgments of myself and others. I free them and I free myself. And I'm going to post this on my Facebook page so it's accessible to you whenever you need it. And there's a link actually on my radio page there that's the link to my Facebook page. Next week's show is going to be a favorite replay. And on December 2nd, my guest will be Eva Blacktail Swan. Eva is a Cherokee medicine elder. She will describe her tradition and the process of journey, which is like meditation. Join us for this very inspirational show on December 2nd at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 Mountain Time. And since this is the time of harvest and abundance and Thanksgiving, I wanted to thank all of my listeners, my family and friends, my tribe who supports me, my magnificent husband, Rob, and the great team here at Voice America. I am grateful to all of you. This is Regina Sisko with Shining Bright. From my heart to yours, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you again for being part of Shining Bright.
Please join your host, Regina Sisko, again next Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. This week, take one more step to leading the life that you deserve.